playing. Friday morning. Fake news. No spin zone.
Isn't that Bill O'Reilly that used to say that?
All right. I'm sure we'll get sued now for saying that. It is Friday morning fake news here, all to get you to Trisha Yearwood. This comes up a week from tonight out there in Grand Prairie, Texas Trust CU Theater. Trisha Yearwood, Sonny Sweeney, and more. Tickets at AXS.com, but totally free right now, if you can tell us. Of the next three news stories presented to you, which one of the three is not a true story? Two of them are actually factually things that happen on this planet. The other, not so much. If you can tell us which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. You are set. You're going. Trisha Yearwood next week. Are we ready, Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
And we begin with number one.
Number one.
You know, entertaining a baby isn't typically a difficult experience, but infants want to party too. Grab your binkies, your bottles, and your blankies for the hottest thing hitting New York City. That would be the baby rave. Much like the adult version, they take over industrial venues and dance to their heart's content to tunes like Baby Shark. With colored lights everywhere, moms are very excited and felt like they just enjoyed a night in the club.
Story number one. To follow number two.
Number two.
You know, Mark Phillips can juggle, but can he do it on roller skates? Roger Honeycutt of Poughkeepsie, New York, just landed a brand new world record by juggling 35 bowling pins while skating through an obstacle course. He's very, very proud, says it's great exercise, gives you lots of time in the sun, and builds character. Unfortunately, that's because you tend to get hit with a few of those pins during practice.
And then finally,
number three.
So just when you think the world cannot get any weirder, just add a once-in-a-lifetime funeral and add in social media. The most popular place to be this week, St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, where they're getting ready to bid a fond farewell to Pope Francis. Unfortunately, it's not exactly a classy affair. People aren't just crying over the great loss. They're commemorating the moment with a selfie in front of his body.
Wow. Okay, again, yet another week. We kind of hope all these are not true, but
I'm just here
to
help.
Two of them are. You're just reporting. You cannot shoot the messenger.
Please don't.
Friday morning fake news. All right, you got the three news stories. Which one is the fake news story? 817-877-1921 to quickly review. Is it up there in New York City? You have baby raves with actual babies.
Baby rave.
And that's now officially in my head. All that's
welcome.
Story number one. Is it number two? Mr. Roger Honeycutt up there, Poughkeepsie, New York. And he goes around skating and he's juggling while he's doing it right there. And he sets world records because who could do that? I can. That says Roger. That's story number two. Or is it number three?
Number three!
People taking selfies at the Pope's viewing and stuff.
It's a moment to share.
Here, who's first up in Friday Morning Fake News? Where are you at?
This is Lisa from Cleburne.
Hey, hello. Lisa in the Clee. How are we today?
I'm great.
Lisa, what was your name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Lisa.
All right. Is that can we call you that, Lisa?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, you sound like you're driving. Where are you going?
Bernie. We're on our way to Bernie.
What's in Bernie today? Bernie man?
My grandchildren watch him play baseball.
Oh!
Well, I mean, she may want to take him to a rave.
What?
It's not a thing.
No, I don't think they're babies. Yeah. Baby baseball? I don't know which is worse, baby raves or baby baseball. I'm not sure.
What about baby wrestling?
Let's get down to brass tacks real quick. Lisa, you are first up here Friday morning fake news. It is your choice, one, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
I'm going with number one.
Number one, number the baby one. Raves that are up there in New York City. Well, survey says...
It's true.
Oh. How do they...
Okay, I'll go with number two.
Yeah, I think we should go.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
How does that work?
I'm a loser.
Baby,
no, you're not a loser.
No, you're not. I think the parents in this situation up there are probably on that. Well, have fun and go team, all right?
All right.
All right, go have some baseball fun. That's Lisa right there. Ruined her day. Hello! Who's next up we can ruin their day? It's Hank FM. Who's this? Where are you?
Danny from Mansfield.
Danny in the Mansfield. How are we, Danny boy?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. You ever been to a baby rave?
I have.
He says without hesitation. Darn right. There was bubbles. Peppa was going nuts on a table. It was just insane.
If you look really hard at your radio, you can see Danny and his glow sticks.
Wow. All right. Well, one was a true story, Danny. So two or three, which is the fake news story today?
I'm thinking two.
Two. That would be Roger and Poughkeepsie, who, he skates around and he juggles
bowling pins? Juggles bowling pins, yeah.
And sets a world record for doing it?
Apparently, yeah.
In his own mind.
Yeah. It's fake.
That's the fake news story. Is there a Roger Honeycutt at all?
No, but Dinos Klontis from Greece.
Yeah.
He balanced 468 wine glasses on his head while dancing.
At a baby rave?
No.
That's what I should have.
But I may try and beat that this weekend. It sounds fun.
And yes. So this, and people are taking selfies with while they're supposed to be paying their respects. They're in the Sistine Chapel or Basilica.
Can you imagine what kind of filters that poor Pope has being put on him?
Yeah. Do you have a white smoke filter?
My gosh!
Can we pontiff this up?
Do the sunglasses. The sunglasses are going to look so silly. Clown nose.
I want to go hang at the baby rave now. Danny, you're going to Trisha Yearwood.
Hey, all right.